This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, a sampling of some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. Careful with your rants on social media. Jennifer Benasco, a theater critic and newsroom editor, says they might end up in a theater show in the East Village.
It's called Blogalogs, and it's a comedy show. What they do is they take actual text from the internet, from Craigslist, from Twitter, sites like Jezebel, like kind of political rants, and they make these into funny sketches. They use the actual text and they kind of act around it, or they add music, or they add dancing to make it funny.
So these are kind of serious postings. Someone made a serious posting, and then all of a sudden this comedy troupe is basically kind of lifting it or taking it from the internet and then writing a whole show around it?
That's exactly what's happening.
I wonder if they tell the original author that they're part of the show.
I wonder. In a way, Blogalogs has become kind of popular. It's been on a lot of best lists, like Time Out, Huffington Post. And so I kind of wonder if you, it might be a little bit of a badge of honor, if you got something that you wrote on Blogalogs.
Naomi Lewin is a classical music host at our sister station WQXR. She highly recommends Bard Summerscape, where a special opera will be featured at Bard College in Annandale on Hudson.
They are doing the opera Euryanthe, as they're calling it, full German. We would look at it and go, Euryanthe. And you hear the overture to this all the time on WQXR. But this opera has not been performed in this country for a century. And they are doing it here now. It's a grand opera by Carl Maria von Weber, and it's really a very rare opportunity to hear it.
And who knew that Naomi's colleague Jeff Spurgeon likes to dance to other genres of music? He suggests Hudson River Park's Moondance series every Sunday night on Pier 84 in Manhattan.
This Sunday night, it's Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks, great swing music from the 20s and 30s, and it's free. You go at 6:30, you get a dancing lesson, the live music starts at 7 o'clock. A terrific way to end the weekend on the west side, right on the Hudson.
This sounds like something you could probably even wear a nice kind of outfit to. You dress up for it.
You can. You don't have to, but a lot of swing dancers in the New York community love to wear vintage clothing. So it's really fun to go, even if you don't dance. The music's great, and boy, those people can move.
Move on over to WNYC.org to get more information on our weekend staff picks. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing.